I'd a terrible broad.
No one gets out of here alive. In cases of inexplicable random violence, we can shake our fists at the heavens and demand a refund, a guarantee, or even justice. But alas, this life business does not have a warranty, make any promises, or any such disclaimers. What you see is what you get. That does not preclude us from joy, romance, heartbreak, thrilling adventure, or terrible suffering, but it does remind us of how deeply precious this very moment is. Many of you have probably heard by now of the death of our kind and beautiful friend, Matt Coleman, steward of the land and beloved member of our community. He was murdered last Thursday night, a mile or so from Highway 1, 10 miles north of Westport. The sheriff has no leads, no clues at this point. It's just a deeply heartbreaking story. It was an ordinary day, one where a simple man in love with the world went to work, which brought him to the old Thompson Ranch last Thursday to do his job, eradicating invasive species, watching out for the salmon, photographing the birds, taking care of the earth and her creatures. His path crossed with someone at the same exact time who was prepared and willing to do harm, irrevocable harm. We can never know what happened at the moment. If Matt came too close to an illegal pot grow, a random crazed hiker, or at first what people thought was a bear. Matt's love for the world and passion for keeping it green and growing is what he has left us, besides a loving family coming to bury their son, brother, friend, but also an amazing partner in life whose beauty and childlike joy have touched many of us. With them, we grieve. I would encourage you to allow grief to touch you. Grief is a profound human response to death that is crucial for compassion and healing. It is a virtue often forgotten, neglected in this tragic world. We tend to skip the grief and go for the depression, rage, vengeance, punishment, and revenge. But the act of grief is synergistic. It's a blessing and a beauty. And if you and I and you and she and we all take a moment to grieve, we connect in that beautiful blessing. The Mayans say the gods drink our grief. It feeds them and lets them know that something precious is lost, something of value, someone who mattered. Recently, I saw a photo on the front page of the Chronicle. It was of a woman on her knees at an intersection in Berkeley. She was kissing the ground where her beautiful lover was shot dead on the night of his birthday last September. She makes a daily pilgrimage to the spot and grieves. There are daily grisly accounts of murder that are calling for our attention in terms of grief. There are so many that perish each day. Just think about Somalia. What if we had the presence to take a few minutes each day, perhaps at twilight, and mourn for us all? For the questions that will never be answered, and that question is, why? Why are human beings so cruel and violent, heartless, and homicidal? At this time, we are witnessing a rise in violence in our county, where, for the last few weeks, we have heard repeated reports of random gun violence, robbery, property destruction, and generally scaring the people. Yes, it's frightening, and there's little we can do, but being afraid is not going to change fate or destiny. Living our lives completely and continuing our soul's important work, like the work that Matt was doing in stewarding the sacred land trust. That's where Matt put his trust, in the land, and he is in her arms now, and we are left to grieve. There's no explanation here. It's just the way it is. What can we do? Well, it seems to me that Matt Coleman was doing exactly what he was born to do here. His days were full of nature, life, celebration, love, and surely a joyful path that he walked till its end. You can read Matt's last contributions to the Mendocino Land Trust newsletter at mendocinolandtrust.org. There, you will also see his photos of the great blue heron. May he forever fly with her, and please, watch over us. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear my commentaries at sherryglazer.net.
My grief.